So, you are low in serotonin. Again, serotonin is made by the use of B vitamins to convert the amino acid tryptophan found in food into 5-HTP and then into 5-HT. So if you're you should be taking your B vitamins, so that shouldn't be a problem with the conversion process. Now the first thing you want to try is 5-HTP. 5-HTP is inexpensive, it's the most direct route, you're skipping that conversion of tryptophan into 5-HTP, so you can get the more direct form that's going to be quickly turned into serotonin. You're going to want to start with 50 milligrams, just choose a high quality brand. Personally, I've tried Gero Formulas, Now Foods, I'll list those in the worksheet. With this, best time is to take one on an empty stomach in between lunch and dinner. If one doesn't work, take another one, and if that doesn't work, take another one. Just up the dose until you feel something. Also, at night, you can take it before you go to bed to see if it helps you with sleep. Second choice for serotonin is tryptophan. Now, some people don't respond to 5-HTP very well. I'm actually one of them. 5-HTP, when I take it, I don't really feel much of anything at all. So for those people, tryptophan has been found to work. Personally, two brands I can recommend is Gero Formulas L-Tryptophan and Source Naturals L-Tryptophan. I like tryptophan because, for one, 5-HTP didn't work for me, and there's so many studies done on tryptophan for helping people with sleep. I took L-tryptophan when I was getting my sleep schedule back in order when I had insomnia, and I would sleep for like 9 or 10 hours sometimes until I got back on track, which was amazing. I'd never done that before. Another one of my readers on my website, he read my post about supplements to take for sleep. He was a Xanax addict for years, and he tried L-tryptophan, and now he can sleep without taking the Xanax. All he has to take is the L-tryptophan. So if 5-HTP doesn't work for you, try L-tryptophan. You take L-tryptophan exactly like the 5-HTP. Take it always on an empty stomach. One capsule between lunch and dinner. Take more if you don't feel anything, and especially try taking it before you go to bed to help you with sleep. Third choice is St. John's wort. You've probably heard of St. John's wort before because in Germany it actually outsells Prozac. It's actually a prescription in Germany. What it does is it actually blocks the reuptake of all the neurotransmitters in your brain, so they're more available to be used. The thing with St. John's wort is you have to be a little careful. Sometimes when people take it, you can be sensitive to sunlight. You can't eat certain foods like fermented foods like cheese, alcohols, things like that, because it can have problems with digestion. But St. John's wort, I actually took it for a year or two. It helped me a lot. Thing I found with me was it kind of gave me a little anxiety, which wasn't the best. But St. John's wort, tons of research done on it. If you don't really respond to the 5-HTP or L-tryptophan and you're low in serotonin, St. John's wort is an excellent thing to either add on top of those or try. Nature's Way St. John's wort, the one with the purple lid, is very inexpensive, and I found that to work. Also, you can get Gaia Herb St. John's wort. It comes in a phyto liquid capsule. A lot of people say it absorbs better, is more pure form. You can try that one as well. Last choice for people is SAMe. SAMe is actually found in all of our bodies. It's involved in the methylation process. And what that is when your body's making neurotransmitters and other compounds, it needs to throw methyl groups onto these compounds in order to make neurotransmitters. Now what SAM does is it travels throughout your body, it finds things like homocysteine and certain things, and it throws a methyl group onto it so it can recycle. If you have enough vitamins and minerals in your body, the methylation process should take care of itself. However, for a small amount of people that don't respond to anything, they try SAMe and it makes them feel amazingly better. I actually did a test on myself and I had high levels of histamine, which meant that my methylation process probably wasn't occurring as it should be. Normally I feel fine just taking a lot of B vitamins, my multivitamin, fish oil, amino acids. I tried SAMe myself for 2 weeks and I actually felt a lot better, was more calm. For me personally, the tryptophan and tyrosine combo is a lot more effective, but there's a lot of people out there that have tried a lot of stuff. They try SAMe, they feel a lot better, and it works.